Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Well, the Good Day program turns into it. Turns another cheek, if you will. Now it's time for us to get cheeky with Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn here from Carol.
All four of mine.
All four of your cheek. Good for you. Congratulations. Round of applause for Jennifer. See, that's what we miss. We have that. That way we hold on to those moments, if you will. Jennifer and I have been on the air together for... what, 17 years? 17, 18?
Seems... ever since I was 12
yes.
Years old.
Right. Right. So what we do in this hour of the program is go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. It's the Talk Radio Review, our points of view, our thoughts about what's going on in the news talk radio world, full of all kinds of connections with you. And so Talkers Magazine has been, for as long as Jennifer and I have been talking since she was 2 years old, they've also been publishing these charts every week and publishing them on their website, which is talkers.com. And they also have, we published them on the gooddayshow.com site as well. The top 10 stories this week. Number one, the January 6th hearings. Number two, elections, not only here but abroad. Gun control and crime is three. The heat wave is four. The economy is five. The war is six. COVID is seven. The problems with race and immigration, that's kind of become a boilerplate thing. The situation with Roe v. Wade and abortion, that kind of thing, and the LGBTQ movement's 10. So I want to go back to number one, because Jennifer, as the lead host on KRLA every morning in Los Angeles, that's a political talk station right of center, and so you're holding on, or you have been holding on, to the Trump, he's the real winner. Stuff. Is any of that being eaten away by what's coming out of these committee hearings? What do you, I'm sure you've come up with some sort of a theory as to why, you know, this is all kind of, it's aimed at embarrassing Trump.
Yeah, and everything is kind of being presented without context. I mean, look, I want the truth. I want people who destroyed property inside the Capitol to pay for their sins, if you will, just like I wanted the protesters in the summer of 2020 who destroyed police stations to, you know, to pay for that legally, whether that means jail time or conviction or whatever that means. But what has really happened is an overshoot, and the overshoot is that you have a lot of innocent people who either didn't even step foot in the Capitol, who were outside, who were like been thrown into prison, and the keys been thrown away on them, and it's just not an equal playing field. It's not an equal carriage of justice. And so when it comes to the committee, of course we all want to know the truth. We want to get to the bottom of things and what happened. But one of the biggest questions that I have that the committee hasn't asked is why the National Guard wasn't called. When Trump and his administration said, we need the National Guard, when the Capitol Police, the head, said, we need the National Guard, but they were denied the National Guard by Nancy Pelosi, who's in charge. No one's asked that question.
I know, but that question has been asked. It hasn't been answered.
No one's answered that question.
But you boil it down to what was a part of the Thursday night hearing session that was in prime time, and the video of Trump out on the White House lawn. It was pretty, it's very interesting to see how all that stuff, which seems to be spontaneous but really isn't, the way it was put together, the way it was presented. I don't know. I mean, I'm not, you know me, I'm not, I don't like any of the political stuff. I don't like the parties. I don't like the personalities. I just don't like any of them.
There's no doubt that President Trump was upset by the results of the election. There is no doubt about that. There's no doubt that he still feels like he
upset?
Was robbed. And by the way,
that's a
I believe
way
him.
Of putting it.
Well, I mean, you look at, if you watch some of the movies, you watch some of the, if you look at some of the evidence, these laws were changed in the advance of the election using COVID as an excuse, and a lot of things were tampered with. And so, you know, he look, he didn't take the loss well. I get that. But did he want to go hang Mike Pence? Absolutely not. I don't believe any of that. Did he call for those rioters to go and try to hang Mike Pence? No, these were things that were going on well beyond and aside from President Trump.
So he didn't start it, but somebody said it because it didn't come out of nowhere. It didn't come out of thin air. Hang Trump, hang Pence because he didn't vote the right way? Did that start with some of the hooligans that were involved in the January 6th breach of the Capitol? That came from someplace.
That's where we hear it from, is the people who were walking in that initial wave, right? Hang Mike Pence. Those people are the ones who need to be in the spotlight here, I think, right? The ones who want to do harm, but said a lot of things, and they also weren't equipped to carry it out. I mean, the funny thing is that there wasn't one gun in the Capitol breach. There was bear spray, and if they were getting ready to hold an insurrection, well, they were poorly equipped to do it.
Well, but the other side of it is that action, no matter who instigated it or who was the leader, was inappropriate isn't a strong enough word. Illegal, uncalled for, not part of what America stands for. We stand for, I do anyway, and I think most people when they examine it, I love it when people protest. I encourage protesting. But violence, the way that we saw the destruction of property that belongs to the American people, no. Sorry, whoever's responsible, I'm not sorry. You need to be, you're the ones who need to be not hung, but hung out to dry because you were inappropriate. Now, who whipped those people into a frenzy?
Those people have been in jail. That's the thing.
Some of them. Not all of them.
Do you know how many arrests, though, have been made? Hundreds of arrests. And people have had people have been sitting around without even getting their right
process.
To a speedy trial. There's no
yes.
due process.
Right.
And so it's like they're trying to make an example out of them. And we didn't see that same consistent treatment from the people who were burning down federal buildings when they were protesting for Black Lives Matter. I'm saying be consistent. Destruction of a building or federal property is a crime. You should be held responsible for that.
We have all of these people, but people look the other way depending on who's involved. Number 10 this week is LGBTQ rights. I don't think there's been any violence associated with that movement, but it's another movement. There are all these movements, the abortion rights people, the race people, there are all kinds of, there's everybody in the world has a different thing to, gun rights, and it goes on and on and on. We all have our rights. Have we abused our rights? Do we have too many rights? Do we need to redo some of the things that are considered a part of what we were guaranteed under the original Constitution that are impractical now? All kinds of questions. And so, where do we get to the bottom line? We won't do it here. What I want to do is move on there was one primary this week that we ought to talk about quickly, and then we talk about what's going on in Italy and England next on the Talk Radio Review. So what's the deal? As we get into the summertime, Calitrin always has a deal. You go to toploss.com. How do you take advantage of whatever the special is at the moment?
Well, right now at toploss.com, we have the big 4th of July special. This is the unlimited buy three, get three free. So that's buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's at toploss.com. You can check out online. We do have free shipping on that special right now, too. But if you want to do a mix and a match, or if you have questions, you want to speak to somebody on the phone, you can call us 1-833. Top Loss. Now, mix and match would be like if you wanted to get, a couple of liquid here, a couple of capsules, a couple of powder, and you wanted to mix and match that, we can personalize that by phone. So that's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. Or again, you can go to toploss.com.
And use the discount code Doug when you check out for that free shipping. Lots of great reasons for you to work on your body. Make sure you're healthy. Use Calitrin to stay that way. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. The golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
16 after the hour, Talk Radio Review. Jennifer Horn is here. Jay Kirshner, Doug Steffen, with an overview of the important stories this week, according to Talkers Magazine. So number two, politics, elections, that sort of thing. Let's start with America and the primary that seemed to get the most interest. I don't think there were any other states anyway this week, because West Virginia was the only one, right? That had a primary?
Wasn't it Delaware? Delaware, I believe. Delaware. No, Larry Hogan, Maryland. It was Maryland.
Maryland.
So,
okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Larry Hogan is termed out. And there was a big race, of course, because everything always has to be about Donald Trump, between the Trump-backed candidate and kind of more of the Larry Hogan
foolish?
Style. It is so ridiculous.
It's so foolish.
Even in California, when, like, we were recalling Gavin Newsom, it was about Donald Trump somehow. I don't know. It's always about him, I guess. But in any case, so there was a Larry Hogan-backed candidate who worked in his office, and then a Trump-backed candidate. It was a Trump-backed candidate who won, who'd been ahead in the polls, but a lot of people on, in the middle and on the left say that there were people spending money for him because they think he's easier to beat because he is that Trump candidate. But we'll see. I think people are kind of also tired with the Larry Hogan style of Republican, and we'll see what happens there. It's an interesting state when you have, like Massachusetts a lot, where you can have leadership at the top be a Republican and everything else is
Democrat.
Blue and Democrat in the state.
Yeah, right. All right, in Italy, the political situation there, like every other month they have a new election. Maybe that's a little late, but this is the second time in a week. The prime minister offered his resignation twice this week. The president of Italy accepted the resignation, but then they asked him to stay on, the prime minister, because they want to get they have to have a caretaker while a new government is put together. It's really kind of interesting. This is the third largest economy in Europe. But Italy's always like this. Always. If you go back over the political history, especially before World War II, but in the last 100 years, it's really wild and wacky. Meanwhile, in England, there's a Jennifer, the difference between Tories and Whigs, still they kind of call it, Republicans, Democrats, whatever. There's a woman, and I haven't got the story right in front of me, who was now, I think there are two women in the mix. But one is the former finance minister, I think, right? Who seems to be the next in line. Is she going to win?
I hate to predict English, like British politics, because I just don't understand how it all works. That system, the parliamentary system, I think is it's tough to understand. Plus, it's so wild. But what I picked up on this week was the second goodbye speech from Boris Johnson. Did you hear that? Where he said, "Hasta la vista, baby." As much as I know he's done a lot of weird stuff and he's got the bad hair, he is kind of funny to watch every once in a while. And so we'll see. I don't know if anybody in Parliament's been called baby before, but he said hasta la vista, baby. And I think the odds-on favorite is the woman that you're talking about.
Right.
I think it's Liz Truss.
Yes, that's her name. Yeah, yeah.
And then
right.
Rishi Sunak, I think, is the other.
Right. So then I think that
the financial official, and then the foreign secretary is Liz Truss.
Foreign, yeah. I think Liz is kind of attractive. That makes
of course,
a good,
you
more
love
so
to
than,
vote on looks, I know.
Yeah, that's right. That's it. Isn't that the only qualifier? Why else
Why you were
vote?
Such a supporter of Boris Johnson, I understand.
Yeah. Right. I remember
he's a blonde.
Or Sarah Palin under the circumstances. Okay, so anyway, we've got those items of interest. Moving ahead, spending time on the war. I want to get some comments here. I think we have a lot of comments, Jay, from listeners about some of these issues through the week. So we'll have that for you. The National League lost to the American League, Jennifer.
I know.
I know. She knows that. They played in your stadium, though. How about that?
Yeah, it was cool. It was a big deal to have them in
Los
Angeles.
Yeah, it was. The home run, the battle. I thought all that stuff sort of marks the middle of summertime, if you will, which I want to wash my mouth out with soap when I say that. Here we are, the third weekend in July, and the Talk Radio Review, which continues 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back to our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, with the charts being the focus, the third week of July, and we're into the heat wave, the tropical heat wave. So Jay has got some comments from the social media world, people trying to figure out how they keep themselves at their freshest. So what are some of the ways listeners are beating the heat?
Yeah,
today?
How you beat the heat? Trisha Lamb says, doing paperwork in my walk-in freezer at my restaurant. That's actually pretty brilliant.
Who would have thought of that? What, sitting next to a side of beef and hanging in the cooler?
Yeah. Right. Set up your own little table and stuff. Jenny yep. Wheeler says, staying in the pool. Suzanne Warren yes. goes for Netflix by day, walk my steps by night.
Exercise.
Kathy Sunil lives in Alaska and says, summer appears to be over up here. I want to go to Alaska.
Summer's over up there?
That's
no, it's hot. They had some warmer weather.
Temps are dropping there.
Right, yep, yeah.
Heather Neal beats the heat by going to the lake, and Linda Espinoza just stays indoors from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Guess it depends on what you do for a living or how you occupy your time. I will tell you, being out on a tractor on the farm this week has not been pleasant.
Yeah,
even though we have
it.
Canopies on all the tractors, you still feel it. Okay, let's see. Crime is number three. The question, would it make you feel safer knowing more people are carrying handguns? What sort of things have we got from our listeners there?
Linda Green says, I am a handgun owner. They should have a permit and go through a shooter safety course. It doesn't make me nervous to see someone with one unless they're acting crazy and aiming it.
Mm-hmm.
Jim
right,
Wood
yeah.
says, look at history. Everybody had guns in the 1800s, and for the most part, everybody had manners and respect for one another.
Or you got shot by the guy in the street who had the gun. The man who shot Liberty Valance comes to mind, but there was plenty of the law and order crowd would have had an interesting time, today's law and order crowd, existing in the 1880s. Yeah. All right, what else have we got here?
Seth Thomason says, any license or anything is an infringement of that right of the Second Amendment. If most people conceal carry correctly, you would never know they had a gun in the first place. I feel that most people that own firearms are responsible people that have gained their knowledge through it being passed down through family, military, or police training, or they sought that training on their own. The government mandating that you pay for a training course or get additional licensing is just the state or federal government. It's their way of getting more money out of the people.
There's a yes and a no to that. Yes, all of the things, never mind this. I don't think this has been singled out. There are so many fees now. It's just more taxes on everything. They want you to apply for a permit for this, get a license for that. It's $35, $45. And all it is money that can be used by the city because they can't collect it in taxes on your house or excise taxes or whatever it is. So it's just one more tax. I think this guy's a little hardcore, though, for me, anyway, as I look at this. It's not the 1880s anymore. It's 2022. And so things are different. There are too many people, so you have to gear yourself for that as much as anything else. It's just, everything is different. Do I like the way the world is? Has it changed since I was a kid? Absolutely. But that's the reality. And I guess you got to deal better with reality. You know, that's kind of the bottom line. Anyway, we continue with more focus on these stories in a matter of moments here as we continue to review what's going on in News Talk Radio. Jennifer Warren, Jay Kirshner, and Doug Steffen at 28 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Trump advisor Steve Bannon was found guilty of contempt of Congress, handing a victory to the Justice Department and the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Bannon faces up to 2 years in prison on the misdemeanor charges and plans to appeal. Regarding the conviction, former federal prosecutor Andy McCarthy tells Fox News a conviction on this is highly unusual.
But I don't think there was a conviction on this since the Watergate era in 74, and I don't think they've indicted it for some 40 years. So, you know, Bannon's going to have a claim that this was selective prosecution.
Homeless shelters in New York City are struggling to house illegal immigrants being bused from Texas. Mayor Eric Adams asking the feds for money to help New York cope. This is USA Radio News. The head of the TSA said on Thursday that under 1,000 illegal immigrants have been allowed to board planes using warrants as identification this calendar year, as he faced a grilling on the matter from Republican Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who also spoke to Fox News.
It is utter and total contempt that this administration is showing for the law-abiding citizens of the United States. What they're telling us is, wait in the longest lines ever, be treated to all kinds of random inspections and invasive procedures, and have your stuff confiscated. But if you're an illegal alien and you have committed a crime, oh, and you have an arrest warrant, come right to the front of the line.
The U.S. Park Service has installed fencing around the Washington Monument in an attempt to control the number of food trucks around it. The move comes after a number of food trucks were parking bumper to bumper around the monument, creating safety issues and an obstructed view of the attraction. This is USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Review, a service of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and Jennifer Horn are here as we overview the charts for this week, the week of July 18th to the 22nd. I guess the good news this week when it comes to the economy, which is number five, is the price of gasoline has fallen now consistently for over a month. So that means when I was in L.A. last week, I paid $6 a gallon, whereas if I were back here, I'd be paying $4.84 a gallon. Actually, though, it's dropped where I am. The average is about $4.34. Jennifer, where you are in California, it's still pushing upwards.
$5.55 if you're lucky. Yeah.
Right. What's the price where you are in Cleveland, Jay? Where's
I filled up yesterday, and it was $3.99.
$3.99.
Yeah.
All right. So if
send
we go
me
back,
could you put some gas in the mail?
I will.
Right.
Overnight.
So depends on where you are. There are some places in the country that are as low as $3.15. It just kind of depends. That's the price. Last October, I think, was when the average national price was around $3.15, $3.16. So it's good news for consumers. I guess what has happened, at least my analysis of this, ladies, see if you agree, the idea that the gouging that has been done, as soon the oil companies do this, and introspective, I don't know, whatever it is, they don't even care that people are onto their game and onto their tricks. Every time there's a burp in some economic news, up goes the price of gasoline, whether it's direct or indirect or not related at all. And so when the Russians invaded Ukraine, bingo, right up the next day, 10 cents, 20 cents, 30 cents. And it's been going that way until people have finally made a lot of noise about it. And so the PR machines at ExxonMobil and these other big oil companies say, okay, we better back off. And so that's what's going on here. It's not about the Ukraine. Is it? I mean, in total, at the beginning, And we said, okay, the Russians and the need for our... And then we found out, Jennifer, this week, I don't know if you talked about it on your morning program in L.A., the United States government, the president signing off on shipping 5 million barrels of oil to China.
Yeah.
Huh?
What he's doing. And he's using, you know, he's using our reserve oil to do it.
Ours! For us! It's the Chinese!
I know. And who is saying a word about it? I mean, this is a scandal in the making. We did.
Outrageous.
But what the heck? We
this guy should be. I mean, you're talking about impeachment.
Reserve,
you're
going to
impeach somebody, impeach him for that kind of stuff.
I mean, if you're going to touch the reserve, which is not even supposed to be used in a situation like this, but at least if you're going to do it and justify it, it doesn't make much difference at the pump, and it's not alleviating much pain when he touches the reserves. But, okay, you do it. You use it for the American people. You don't send it to China and sell it. I mean, give me a break. Ugh.
Well, some people, you know, I love looking at the analysis paralysis from this. Well, some people are driving less. Yeah, they are because they can't afford.
They're forcing us, though.
High prices. So you're shooting yourself in the foot with these prices.
I think the problem is that, you know, climate change, unfortunately, has become like a religion for a lot of people, especially those who are on the far left. There is a way to be moderate and reasonable and accomplish goals, and that is to realize that you're not going to change everything overnight, that you can move towards green energy, you can move towards electric vehicles, but it sounds so out of touch when you say, well, if you can't afford gasoline, just buy a car, a new car. Well, if I can't afford $5 gas, I certainly can't afford a $60,000 or $70,000 Tesla. It's just not going to work. And then if everybody does have
how can you
even charge it? And you know, it's so crazy that now you got me going because solar is supposed, you know, everybody's pushing towards solar. A lot of people in my circle have solar. I have solar on my roof right now that's not actually activated because the guys just sort of left after a while. But anyway, we'll see.
That's not reliable help from Mexico, yeah.
A friend of mine said that when he turned his solar on, and he loved it initially, the power company started sending him $6,000 bills basically now to have, because he's got solar, but he still has to pay into whatever they say is the energy reserves or some nonsense. And now they're gouging people with solar around California. What's going on?
You got to have it in writing. Yeah,
you try to do the right thing, and then you're still going to get gouged by the government. So these government-run power companies.
So one would wonder what the future of gas prices is. I'm not sure that you get it. They obviously fall. They go down slower than they go up for obvious reasons. But then what's the interest rate going to do to this? The cost of borrowing money for equipment and drilling and all of that sort of thing. It'll be interesting to see. There are a lot of excuses coming, and it's interesting. Even economists have gone down the political route. Everything. Doctors have gone down. When you look, everything is political. Every single thing. That's number two, partisan politics. It's just, you know, I'm looking at some of the other gas supplies. Here we are in the middle of the summer, but what are the Germans going to do for gas supplies in the wintertime? Because they haven't got it. They can't get it from the Russians. They aren't going to get it from the Russians. They've shut it off. How much carpooling is being done in California? I didn't notice last week when I was driving around. There didn't seem to be too many fewer people on the road there. Maybe other places around the country there's more carpooling going on. And some people are pushing to go back to using Zoom and having your office at home and stuff, which isn't making it. There are the businesses of the world are saying no now, especially in America. Nope, not at all. So anyway, we'll see what gives. The other item here that I wanted to talk about is the situation with COVID and the president. We have Dr. Ken. We have connected with Dr. Ken. If we haven't, let's pause for a moment because I want to get Ken's input on what's going on with Joe Biden. A lot of people are concerned because he tested positive for COVID. We'll get to that after this.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here with the charts for the week of July 18th to the 22nd. We go through this list, story list, people list, at least officially once during the course of the program, so you get the gist of, you know, what stories we may or may not have time to talk about. The rights of special interest groups at number 10. The rights of those who want to seek an abortion, number 9. The rights of people in our country who are being affronted by illegal immigrants is 8. COVID is 7. What's going on with Russia and Ukraine is number 6. Our economy is 5. The heat wave is 4. Crime is 3. The political elections, I suppose maybe more, not just what's going on in America, but around the world, elections in Italy and England, big subject of conversation, that's number 2. And number 1, without question, people paying attention to the committee hearings, January 6th hearings. That's the story list from Talkers.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice. But passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
The People List from Talkers Magazine, published at talkers.com every week and also at goodayshow.com every week, includes a number at number 10 of Democratic Congresswomen. I think there's one man and 13 women who are all arrested for protesting at the Supreme Court this week. Bad Vlad Pukin Putin is number 9. Elon Musk is 8. You see the picture of him with the actress Christine Brzezinski looking at him. That was quite a moment. Hunter Biden is 7, speaking of moments. There's a tie for number 6 between Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, and Gavin Newsom, governor of California. They think they're going to be the standard bearers for their parties. Good luck, boys. Dan Cox is 5. Steve Bannon is 4. Liz Cheney is number 3 on the list, just above Donald Trump, who's number 2, and Joe Biden, as you might expect, number 1. He's got COVID, and that seems to be the big story about him this week. Doug Steffen here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
43 past the hour. This is our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Jay Kirshner. One of the things that I thought was interesting this week, an announcement from Pat Benatar, who said that she no longer was going to do the biggest song in her repertoire. You know, the best song, the one she's best known. Hit Me With Your Best Shot. Nope. She's not going to do that. Because she thinks that that gives people an idea of shooting people.
She's
hit
a moron.
Your best shot.
I'm sorry. She's an idiot.
She's worried that the lyrics are offensive to anyone who's lost somebody, lost a loved one in a mass shooting. And she's telling fans that if you want to hear that song, you're welcome to go home and listen to it. For now, she will not be performing it live.
She should retire. Nobody wants to see Pat Benatar sing anything but that. Does she even have any other hits?
Yeah, she has a few.
Shadow of the Night, Love is a Battlefield.
Love is a Battlefield is the only other one that I would even care to hear her sing in person. What a dope.
What do you really think, Jennifer?
Well, it's like if you're not going to sing your best song, then why even, like, then just don't bother me. Go home. Yeah. You know, no. I'll just listen. If you're telling me to listen to you on my, in my streaming music, then that's what I'm going to do.
Or do what so many others are doing where they just change the lyrics. If you're uncomfortable singing the lyric, change the lyric.
Hit me with your best pillow. I don't know. It just doesn't seem right.
Hit me with your best bop. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anyway, that's number three. Have we got Ken so that we can talk about the president and the COVID thing, or are we just playing in a cesspool of nonsense? All right. So anyway, we're playing with this. This sounds like big time radio at its worst.
Oh, it happens to everybody. Are you kidding?
Yeah, it does kind of. These days,
don't
especially.
Even. I was going to say, there's so many moving parts right now with technology. Technology is awesome until it doesn't work.
Until it isn't.
Yeah. Don't get yourself too upset. Yeah. It happens to me all the time.
All right.
But
so,
Biden got COVID. That's bad.
Yeah, right. Biden doesn't have COVID. Hey.
There he is.
So Ken Cornes, associated with this program, Good Day Health. And he wanted to, and I wanted him also to give us the 10-4 on Biden, who tested positive for COVID. Is this anything to worry about, or is it just to underscore that everybody's going to get it no matter who you are?
Well, most of us are going to get it no matter who we are. It's just amazing how much improvement we've made in technology since President Trump got COVID, and now President Biden got COVID. If you remember when President Trump had it, he was in the hospital for 3 days. He had to get this experimental Regeneron monoclonal antibody. Then he got a steroid, a dexamethasone, and then he got intravenous remdesivir. And if you believe what's being reported, President Biden has mild symptoms, and he just got some pills, Paxlovid, and he's doing pretty well. The difference is that he's had four shots. He had double vaccinations and then two boosters.
But
so
Dr.
we
Penn,
have come a long way.
I have to ask you this question in all seriousness. Look, full disclosure, we could probably, and I take what you say about the boosters and the vaccine, but the truth is, isn't it that the virus has changed and that the virus that's out there now is just less damaging than perhaps the first version of COVID or Delta? Because that was what Trump had. That's what I had in 2020, and it seems people are now getting more cold-like symptoms with or without the vaccine.
That's a very good point, because COVID-19 is a very different disease now than it was back in Alpha when the variant was the big one when Trump had it, and now BA5 is the big variant now. And that's a very important point. It seems to be much more contagious, but much less virile. And whether it's because more of us are vaccinated, more of us have had it before, that's a big question also.
So what's the advice then? There are those people like I don't seem to think I need or want a booster. I'm one of those few people, I'll knock on wood. You say I've had it maybe the first week in March of 2020. I haven't had anything even close to it since then. I had a series of shots, but I haven't had a new shot for when did I have my last shot? I think it was 8 months ago or maybe longer than that. Ago, and it doesn't seem I've worn a mask here and there when I was traveling. I don't feel like it's going to get me. I think there's a psychological thing here going on. If you think it's going to get you, it's going to get you. Maybe that's too simplistic,
Well, let me tell you, the two people who you would think it would never get has been Fauci. Dr. Fauci and President Biden, if two people don't know more and better protected, so if we can get Dr. Fauci and President Biden, this BA5 can get anybody, even Doug Steffen. The question is, what's going to happen if you're going to get it? And this is an individual question for each one of us to make a decision patient by patient. So my only general advice, Doug, is anyone 50 or older who hasn't had a vaccine in 6 months should talk to their doctor whether they personally should get another booster.
Well, what happens if you get the, if you just go to the CVS or the Walgreens or your local, like I have my local pharmacist, I went in for a shot. He told me not to get it because he doesn't think my immune system warranted it. And
how long ago was, this is a moving target. Things were different. The amount of BA5 in the area was different. Yeah. So, and again, you want your personal physician to do this because, again, one size doesn't fit all.
Exactly, right. All right, Doctor, decision. Thank you, Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Weekend Program, Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. Jennifer, thank you. Jay, thank you. It's 10 before the hour on the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now on our Talk Radio Review. Joining me now is Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who is a lawyer, college professor of law. Bentley University is his home away from home. But the thing that he is most well known for and the thing I want to spend time with him on, he's a fixture on our countdown shows, but the whole business of scams, he's made a career. Now, I didn't ever ask you this, whether you started this because you were just being a good public servant, or did you have clients that were getting scammed and you thought, okay, this is a self-defense mechanism. I'm going to start a website that will help some of these clients and then the public as well, the public in general, because the dangers of scams they grow by leaps and bounds every day, it would seem, Steve.
Well, you know, it's a combination of all of the above, Doug, and also flavored with, you mentioned that I teach at Bentley University, but before I taught at Bentley, I taught in the college education program for the Massachusetts State Prison System at Walpole, Norfolk, Old Colony.
You
spent
saw
time
some
at
serious. Yeah, right. And did you ever run up against anybody that you'd sent to prison? Or
no,
gotten to prison because of you? Thank you.
I saw some famous defendants, but none of them were my clients, fortunately. But I did meet some of the old con men, some of the guys that would say, you know, back when we did things, it took skill to be a scammer. Now any kid with a computer can do it. So it was a combination of, I actually was a victim of identity theft many years ago, fascination with it, and knowing some of the people that do it. So it's When I started Scamicide 10 years ago, and I have a new scam of the day every day, I wondered if I would be able to come up with something new each day, and somehow I've managed to come up with about 3,600 of them. So there's no shortage of scams.
No, you look around. So what's the most prevalent scam? Is it money and things? I mean, it would seem that that's what people want. So, I mean, maybe that's a silly question. But how people get it, because there are the things that are used, the computer is used for, and then there are all these doggone robocalls. And now robo-texting is, how do you protect yourself from that? What's the education process people need to go through as a consumer to protect yourself from being victimized by robocalls, robo-texting, that sort of thing?
BS. Be skeptical. Here's the thing. Whenever you get contacted by a text message, and you mentioned robo-text, robo-text messages are now a bigger problem than robocalls. There has been some reduction for the first time in years in robocalls, partly due to, and this is something you and I have talked about and you brought up, the phone companies, the mobile carriers that have been carrying these robocalls are finally stepping up because of federal legislation and reducing some of it. But we're still seeing a lot of text messages. But if you get a phone call, a text message, or an email, you can never be sure who is actually contacting you. And so the key thing is you never give out personal information, you don't make a payment, and you don't click on links in anything that you get in any of those communications if you think they're legitimate. And the thing is, they can be very convincing. These scammers have a knowledge of psychology Freud would have envied. If you think it's legit, if it's like your credit card and they tell you there's a problem, flip over that credit card and call the number on the back for customer service.
Right.
But be careful, because the scammers, if so good, they will buy a phone number that is like a digit off. And so I know of people that have called and accidentally misdialed and still gave their information. So that's the best thing you can do, is just don't act immediately to the emergency that they make you think is there.
All right. And the other thing, the most often, I've seen this more and more lately, the scam of using the U.S. government. If you get something that supposedly is from the government, it isn't from the government. The government doesn't send you emails, other than the Small Business Administration does do that for loans. But the IRS isn't going to send you a note and say, you owe us money, pay up.
Yeah, you know, these imposter scams, particularly where you said an email, you get an email from the IRS, you know, or even a phone call from the IRS. How do you know that if it's really the IRS and you just gave the answer? The IRS is not going to initiate contact with you on the phone, and they're not going to send you an email or a text message. So anyone that says they're the IRS isn't.
Right. As opposed to the police. The police say, we're the police and you're not. So there it is. This is a clarification. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, check out Scamicide.com website, which is all about informing you about the dangers of the scams that we were just talking about. This is the Talk Radio Review.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stephan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.